So before we actually do all the necessary salutation, then invoke the power of merits to take this Bodhisattva vow and all those things. I will read through to you the yellow card so that you know what it is, so that when later on when we take the vow, we shall together recite. And when you recite, you must develop beforehand the faith, the sincerity, the affirmation, and plant the seed of Bodhi so that it can develop that type of efficacy that is needed for it to take effect. Then all of your future cultivation will be taken care of, because this particular Bodhisattva vow, before you take it involves making a special aspiration or affirmation to go this Bodhisattva way. And once you fulfill these three special aspiration or affirmation, you are hope, because in future, whether you choose to come as a normal rebirth human being due to ignorance, or sorry, you have to come, or you choose to come as a Bodhisattva, all this understanding that you have vowed and made affirmation will be with you. It will be activated by itself. Even non-sasana, it will arise. And that nature, you have those things. Then very fast, you can connect back, because whatever in nature you see, your mind becomes here. Because of the Bodhi mind, you will have the condition to actually develop the understanding. Then all of a sudden, like Hui Ning, he heard the sutta, Diamond Sutta, just that stanza, the mind must have no dwelling. He connect and he become like amazingly different, awakened. That's why you want to know what is this that you are reciting. If you are already on the path with the Bodhi mind planted, all this aspiration, affirmation, and vow that you make, they will actually arise. That's why the Bodhi mind, Bodhisattva, that mind or enlightenment is the mind that will activate itself to actually give rise to this ability. And you vow because you want it to be part of the conditioned world's existential law. That's why it's connect to the nature's law, because of this vow. That it will have its efficacy to manifest. Understand now? You remember during the Buddha's time, Devadatta and him, because of the banger incident in the long distant path, he, out of jealousy, hatred, and selfishness, he vowed he wants to go after the Bodhisattva that has yet to become Sammasambuddha, Sakyamuni later on. He vowed life after life to chase after him to get back the bangles and all that. And because of that vow, he keep on taking birth together with Sakyamuni. That's why end up finally the cousin. But because he took the wrong way, with the wrong view, wrong thought, do the wrong thing, he end up miserable. So vow, when you do, if without understanding and virtue, if with heedlessness and delusion, it will go the other way. I like the saying, Hokkien people know, tua ho tua pai, understand? Now, you know what tua ho tua pai, no? If it's good, it's hella or good. If it's heedless, deluded, it's hella or miserable. Means good, but big good, is it? Pine, tua pine, big bad. Although the language, direct translation, the meaning doesn't stand out. But in Hokkien, it stand out. Tua ho tua pine. Mandarin got da qi da luo. Okay.